day at practice?
I thought it was a good second day in pads. We had a lot of situations. You guys saw it. We were working on some two-minute and some red zone, so it was our first day in the red zone. We'll finish up tomorrow with some goal line and short yardage. So we'll have basically put our entire package in for the most part, or the situations that we need to be prepared for our scrimmage on Friday night tomorrow. So we'll have a chance after a day off on Wednesday to work on a little bit on Thursday to pull it all together.
And it's still happening around the league. Looks like guys are getting injured. How, you know, you talk about that being a priority, getting everybody to the first game. You know, what are some of the things you like to do to try to
achieve that goal? We make sure everybody is aware of what our number one objective is in training camp. And I think we started that back in OTAs and in the mini camp. And we stress we don't want to have anybody on the ground at the end of the play. Through the first week of OTAs, we spent time showing all the plays where there were guys on the ground, mm-hmm. and showed that some of them are avoidable, some of them aren't avoidable. But we try to show our guys and teach our guys what we want to get done in practice. You know, we're not thudding as much. When I say thudding, in terms of the ball carrier, we're whizzing, which means we're taking we're taking a good path to the ball and basically playing two-hand touch below the waist. We'll get our opportunities in very tight drill settings where we'll get, you know, we'll get our contact work, and then we'll have some on Friday night, and then get ready to do a little bit against the Bengals in the dome.
When you look at Steven Jackson, so much bigger in person to me than, you know, what I thought 20 years ago or 25 years ago. Would he have been a defensive end or a linebacker?
John, he would have been one of the biggest, you know, he would have been one of the biggest backs playing the game 20 years ago without a doubt. And he's a big, strong running back. You know, everybody's gotten bigger. You know, I was talking with Randy Cross the other day. Randy was doing some media stuff out here. He was 260 pounds as a center guard, when he came in. We've got running backs that are 250, 60 pounds now. So it has changed in the last 15 years.
Roddy, along with Babineau now, are your longest tenured players of consistent time here with the Falcons. He's never missed a game. What does that say about him?
It says a whole lot about him. You know, Roddy's one of the most competitive guys I've ever been around. When it's time to put the ball on the tee and kick it off, he's ready to go. And he's got a great attitude. When he does have an injury or he's got something that's tweaked, you can't keep him out. And that's the kind of guys you want to have. You know, Babineau's been with us since we've been here. So is, Justin Blaylock. You know, and Justin hasn't missed a snap of a game since we've been here. I don't believe he's missed a snap of practice. That says a lot about guys, you know, that know how to practice, know how to take care of their body. And when you have guys like that, you're going to have a chance to have efficient practices. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have efficient practices. We don't want to have fights. We don't want to have guys, doing things that that they shouldn't be doing, because all that does is usually escalates into something that you don't want to have on the field. It just takes away from everything that we're trying to do.
You talked about limitations in practice. Is Friday night the first night where you won't really have limitations in practice?
Well, we will in certain periods of the Friday night practice. It'll look at some points very similar to what you're seeing out here, but then there will be times when we'll allow the guys to go. The only thing that we won't allow blocking below the waist. We don't want anybody cut blocking, so you'll hear our guys yelling cut, cut, cut when they're supposed to be cutting somebody, and hopefully the guy that they were supposed to be cutting stops. Doesn't always happen that way, but those are things that we do to try to make sure that our guys understand they're not getting blocked, but they're going to get cut in the game in that specific scheme.
Is that a big